up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Home to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go. Time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Back with another handful of records to play here on the show. Glad you're along with. And, man, I'm telling you, I'm sitting here in the studio looking out the studio window that's right in front of me. Guess what? Raining. Yeah, raining. I told you last week when we looked at the official Oompa Hour Northern Minnesota forecast that it was rain, and then some more rain with scattered rain. And that's exactly what it's been, and it's raining. Yuck. Anyway, I'm here in the nice warm studio with a stack of records. So let's get to work, shall we? Let's kick off with the Polish Kid. I'm glad he calls himself that because I can't pronounce it. Too many letters. There should be a law. I don't know. But and this is one of those weird records because it fades in on you. So you can't probably tell. It's playing already. It's one of those songs where they're approaching from a distance. And they're getting closer and closer and closer because this is the Happy Whistler Polka. So he's approaching as he's whistling. So anyway, here's a Polish Kid on the Oompa Hour. Just imagine they're getting closer and closer. There's a Polish Kid there, and whistling along here. I guess you can whistle along with the Happy Whistler Polka, anyway, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Great way to get things started with just a little song you can whistle along with this morning. Ooh, look. I'm always amazed when this happens, you know, and I have to explain this to you. That's a 45 record. Almost everything we play on the show is a 45 RPM record, you know, a little 7-inch record with a big hole in it. And, of course, these are what used to go in jukeboxes. And every now and then, the paper sleeve that I have a record in has one of those little cards that goes in the window in a jukebox. And most of the time, the little card that's inside the sleeve is not for the record that's in the sleeve anymore. But this one's pretty close. Now, we just played the Polish Kid, and there's a little one of these little things that goes in a jukebox window. And it's actually for Sweet Lips or the Dance Everyone Oberic by Lil Wally with Jersey Polka Richie, a record I don't even think I have. But I actually have a little thing here where I toss all the little jukebox things that I come across over the years as I play these 45. See, here's one from Satin Doll by Brad Swanson. Here's the You Name It Polka by the Lakowski Brothers. Here's My Ding-a-ling by Chuck Berry. Yes. Anyway, I got hundreds of those little things, and they don't match up with any records. It's terrible. All right, let's keep the old-time music rolling on the show this week. Syl Rutkowski and the Orchestra, another one of those acts that very rarely gets on the show. Not a lot of records by Syl and the Orchestra. Sarah Marie on the vocals, and not singing in English, as I am not apparently speaking in English today. Anyway, here they are with the Innocent Eyes Polka.
Obiecała, nie dała chusteczkę, niedbawną chusteczkę, niedbawną. Obiecała, nie dała chusteczkę, niedbawną chusteczkę, niedbawną. Dam ci, Jasiu, potem, jak wysiąc złotem, żeby mama ani tata nie wiedzieli o tym, nie wiedzieli o tym. Żeby mama ani tata nie wiedzieli o tym, nie wiedzieli o tym. Słówka mu oszepta, lecz nie mówi prawdy, lecz nie mówi prawdy. Słodki słówka mu oszepta, lecz nie mówi prawdy, lecz nie mówi prawdy. Mili się o Jasieńku, milisz w każdym słowie. Co mi serce do cię czuje, to wyraza w mowie, to wyraza w mowie. Co mi serce do cię czuje, to raz w mowie, to raz w mowie.
There you go. That's the Innocent Eyes Polka. Syl Rutkowski in the orchestra. And Sarah Marie singing, it says right there on the label. So there you have it here on the Oompa Hour. Wally Ives and the Jolly Dutchman coming up after I tell you about a World of Accordions museum. You know, really, what can I tell you that I haven't told you before? I've been telling you about it for a long time. And I happen to know that many of you have not yet gone there. Yeah, we're going to have to do something about that. Next time you find yourself heading towards Superior, Wisconsin, or even within a reasonable distance, you know, you're only a couple hundred miles away, honey, let's stop. Check out World of Accordions Museum. They're in Superior, Wisconsin, right there in Belknap Street, which, by the way, has just undergone a renovation, the street and the sidewalks and everything, so it's a really groovy part of town. Anyway, over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display there. You will also find a great gift shop, a beautiful concert hall, the world's only accordion and concertina technician repair school. What else? Historical stuff, data, paperwork, advertising, history. It's all there, man. Check it out. In fact, after you go to their website at worldofaccordions.org, just Google World of Accordions Museum and read some of the articles that have been in different magazines and travel magazines and music magazines and history magazines over the years. You'll be surprised. You'll be impressed. So check it out. worldofaccordions.org on the internet. You can find out everything about it. Wally Ives and the Jolly Dutchman. How many different Jolly Dutchmen do you think there are? 100? 128? There are a lot of groups that are So Buddy, So and So, and the Jolly Dutchman. There's apparently enough Jolly Dutchman to go around. Anyway, as Wally Ives, Jolly Dutchman, this is Aunt Ella's Polka. Wally Ives and the Jolly Dutchman here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We do this every week, in case you haven't noticed. Some people may have not. You could be stumbling upon this right now and going, what the heck is going on? Every week, a little old-time radio show here. We play great old-time records, polkas, waltzes, whatnot, for about an hour. And, we do it every week, wherever you're listening to this, whether it's a radio or an internet stream or a download or a webcast or a podcast or a fishing cast, I don't know, a cast of thousands. I have no idea. But, yeah, we do this all the time. It's insanity, I'm telling you. Buddy Morrow and his band. Buddy Morrow's one of those kind of tail end of the big band era and getting into the early 50s. We're starting to get... not quite rock and roll, not quite blues, but somewhere in between. And a lot of the big band guys were trying to swing it out a little bit and attract the teenage audience. And this one always just seemed a little odd to me because it's called the Teen Polka. And we're taking kind of that big beat sound and we're adding a little polka to it and trying to get the teenagers to dig it. And, whether or not it worked, I don't know. I never looked it up to see if this was a hit or not. But it's still kind of a fun record. Here's Buddy Morrow and the band. This is the Teen Polka. All right, there you go, Buddy Morrow and the band there. That is the Teen Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And, okay, a little musical history lesson now as we move on from that. I got a Mel Blanc record in here. You know, Mel Blanc, the cartoon voice guy, is in my stack of records today. Because he does the Woody Woodpecker polka. Man, there's a lot of weird records in the stack this week. And I thought last week was weird. Beer Barrel Polka. Everybody knows Beer Barrel Polka, also known as Roll Out the Barrel. Huge, huge record, especially during World War II. And people say, well, that's one of the most famous polkas ever. Where did that originate? You know, here on the Oompa Hour, we try to play all the different ethnicities, Polish, German, Slovenian, Czech, whatever. And actually, Roll Out the Barrel or the Beer Barrel Polka, written by a Czech musician back in 1927. I can't pronounce his name, and if I tried, I'd probably say it wrong. And it was originally an instrumental, and they wrote some lyrics later, and you know how songs kind of get tweaked and morphed and diddled with throughout the years. Will Glahe, who we often hear the Lichtensteiner Polka, recorded it in 1939. Does that sound right? Because I know he did an earlier version in 1934. Man, I should have looked this up instead of just winging it like this. But anyway, a lot of people recorded it in World War II in different languages and different things. And probably the biggest would be the Andrews Sisters, who did it in 1939, had a gigantic stinking hit with it on Decca Records. And so you hear that. It's like one of your standards. Anytime you get one of those old collections of polka music, it's always got the Andrews Sisters doing the Beer Barrel Polka on it. That's from 1939. Now, normally I would want to play it on a Decca 78. But to do that, I have to change the needle in the record player because the needle that plays 45s is not appropriate for playing 78s. And I think 2 years ago I probably explained that to you and I'm not doing it again. But anyway, I just happen to have a Decca 45, a reissue from the early 50s of the Andrews Sisters doing their version of the Beer Barrel Polka. And of course, they originally put it out in 1939, but it's just a fun record and nobody can argue with that.
There's a garden. What a garden. Only happy faces bloom there, and there's never any room there for a worry or a gloom there. Oh, there's music, and there's dancing, and a lot of sweet romancing. When they play the polka, they all get in the swing. Every time they hear that oompa-pa, everybody feels so tra-la-la. They want to throw their cares away. They all go la-di-da-di-ay. Then they hear a rumble on the floor, the floor. It's a big surprise they're waiting for. And all the couples form a ring. For miles around you'll hear them sing. Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel. We've got the blues on the run. Ring, boom, carrero. Ring out a song of good cheer. Now's the time to roll the barrel. For the gang's all here. Then they hear a rumble on the floor. It's the big surprise they're waiting for. And all the couples, they form a ring. For miles around, you hear them sing. Ring, do, da, do, ding, do, da, 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 da.
All right, Andrew. Andrews Sisters originally did that one back in 1939, rolling out the barrel there, the Beer Barrel Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I love it. It says on the record it's the Beer Barrel Polka, and in parentheses it says it's also roll out the barrel. So, hey, it goes either way, man. As long as we have gone around the corner, ladies and gentlemen, where there's too many weird records that are going to be in this show. We're going to be over the usual... The quota, is that what it is? You only play so many weird songs in a show, but it's too late now. There's no turning back. I have Frankie Yankovic's Yanks here. Are they still playing baseball's World Series still going on? Or is that done? I have no idea because I don't pay any attention to sports. But I haven't played this record in a long, long time, if at all. Here's Frank Yankovic and the Yanks, and this is called Play Ball.
Play Ball!
It's a wonderful day. Play ball. Let's get the game underway. Hey, you with the hot dogs, two over here. Where's that peanut vendor and the guy with all the beer?
You're right.
Kill the up.
Your favorite player's at bat.
Thank you.
You squirm and fuss with your hat. Then you see him tag one right on the nose. And then you watch it going, going, gone.
There it goes.
What are we waiting for? Play ball.
Just see that crowd pouring in. And now the game will soon begin. What thrills for all when someone bangs one off the wall. And when they hit run and slide,
hold it front.
You'll get those butterflies inside. There's nothing like a good old baseball game, and you'll be mighty glad you
Yankovic and the Yanks there, and Play Ball here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, vocal chorus by Frankie Yankovic and his family circle. All right. Well, there you have it here on the Zumpa Hour. Hey, by the way, you can always get in touch with us here at the Zumpa Hour. You have request, dedication, question, comment, stock tips, lucky lottery numbers, whatever. You can email zumpahour@aol.com. You can also telephone or text to 218-259-2985. And, of course, on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Zumpa Hour. All of those are viable ways of getting in touch, making a request, or whatever. Al Trace and the band. I guess technically this one's a waltz. This is called One More Beer.
Live it up.
one more beer. That is Al Trace on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We're spinning them out here. It says here, Al Trace, the happy music man. Well, I'm not going to argue with that one, I guess, huh? We have not heard from Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones in quite a while. I think the time has come. Here they are. This is the Yo-Yo Polka.
Any of you friends and neighbors ever been down in Tennessee, Virginia, Kentucky, and all around them hills down and ever hear them old foxhounds run? I'm going to give you a little sample of how they sound down there.
Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones, the Yo-Yo Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I just feel like I need to remind you of what the heck you're listening to here today. I am going to play that Mel Blanc record coming up in a little bit. First, Rudy Plukar and his orchestra from Manitowoc, Wisconsin. That's just fun to play. Say, Manitowoc. This is the Petticoat Polka. Thank you. All right, there we go. That is the Petticoat Polka, which has nothing to do, of course, with the old TV show Petticoat Junction, at least that I can imagine. But anyway, Rudy Plokar and his orchestra from Manitowoc, Wisconsin. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, and I told you we were going to play this next one. And I don't know if you can dance to this or not, but it's technically a polka, and at least it says it's a polka, so that makes it a polka. And it's fun, and it's a legendary record by a legendary guy. And a lot of people don't know, Mel Blanc was originally the voice for Woody Woodpecker, and then that didn't work out. There were some legal issues there, because I'm trying to remember the details. He had already had a contract with Warner Brothers and something else. I don't know, that for whatever reason, he could not remain the voice of Woody Woodpecker, but that didn't seem to stop him from putting out the Woody Woodpecker polka. So with Billy May's orchestra, who recorded with a million artists on Capitol Records back in the day, here's Mel Blanc, the man of a thousand voices, and the Woody Woodpecker polka.
That bird is back in town. A merry little clown. He never wears a frown. He will croon the latest tune, the Woody Woodpecker polka.
My laugh has made me known. A sound that's all my own. Oh, hear my mellow tone. Let's all sing the latest thing, the Woody Woodpecker polka.
Let's all sing like the woodpecker bird, the Woody Woodpecker polka. Let's all laugh so it can be heard, the Woody Woodpecker polka. Happy as two birds in a nest, we'll learn to mill and coo. So let's all laugh just like the woodpeckers do.
Just listen to that band. The bestest in the land. Now grab your partner's hand. All night through we're gonna do the Woody Woodpecker polka. Let's jump up and down. Now we're going to town. Laugh away each frown. No one's blue when you do the Woody Woodpecker polka.
Let's all sing like the woodpecker bird, the Woody Woodpecker polka. Let's all laugh so it can be heard, the Woody Woodpecker polka. Happy as two birds in a nest, we'll learn to bill and coo. So let's all laugh. Just like the woodpeckers do.
All right, Billy May and the orchestra with Mel Blanc and the Woody Woodpecker polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. The thing is, today's kids, they don't even know who Woody Woodpecker was, man. That was like generations ago. I had all kinds of Woody Woodpecker records when I was a kid, like that one, actually. We go back to Manitowoc, Wisconsin. How's that possible? How is it that I pull a handful of records for the show this week and I get two records from two different artists out of Manitowoc, Wisconsin? I mean, it's not like a giant metropolis where there's a ton of music polka players. Weird. Anyway, Gene Hyer and his orchestra, and you know, every show we always try to include at least one waltz. I know the Al Trace record was a kind of a waltz. Wait a minute, was not Al Trace the other guy that was from Manitowoc, Wisconsin? No, that was that is Rudy Plokar. All right, where was Al Trace from? Let me see if it says on his record. Oh, he was from New York, Rochester, New York. All right. Well, anyway, it's the thing about a lot of these old-time people put out the old-time records. They'll put, you know, where they're actually from on the record as opposed to just, like, where the record company is, which is kind of weird. Sometimes they even have, like, their phone number printed right on the label there. For booking information, call us right here. Gene Hyer and the orchestra out of Manitowoc, Wisconsin, and getting in an official waltz for the week. This week, this is the Atomic Waltz. Gene Hyer and the orchestra and the Atomic Waltz, fulfilling our waltz obligations here on the Oompa Hour for another week. However, I have another waltz for you. Almost an unprecedented situation where we play two waltz numbers in a row. But I'm going to do it because I cleaned this record and it needs to be played in the show this week. It was pretty dusty and dirty and grimy. And believe it or not, I do actually clean the really dusty, dirty and grimy records before we play them. Although sometimes it doesn't help a lot. Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips, though. I had grabbed this one earlier this morning. This is the Dreamy Fish Waltz.
Don't I wish, oh golly gee, that we were steal a little kiss, and you'd be my sweet blushing bride. We'd go swimming through the water, in there and out with the tide.
Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. That's two waltzes in a row, for Pete's sake. We're just showing off now, huh? Oh, man. Anyway, you know, we already played Play Ball by Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, kind of a baseball-themed record, obviously. And then I stumbled on another one. Now, I tell you, I don't know anything about baseball, but even I know the name Phil Niekro. He was a big, famous baseball player. And apparently, it was a big deal, and Jimmy Stewart and the orchestra dedicated a song to him, and I just happen to have the record here.
State of Ohio. He is the nicest you'd ever want to meet, both on the field and off the field. He sure is hard to beat.
There are very few pitchers that throw as great as he. His name is Phil Niekro, and he's on the Yankees.
When you meet him, we know you want to say, thank you, Atlanta, for bringing him our way. Hey, Niekro, hey, Niekro, throw that knuckleball. Strike them out and we'll all go home, but we'll stop at the Polish Hall. We'll sit and talk and have a few and dance around the floor. We'll all come back tomorrow night to drink and dance some more.
He played for the Braves for nearly 20 years. King George made the deal while Atlanta shed the tears.
There is no doubt the South is really lost. Thank you, Atlanta, for sending him to us. Hey, Niekro, throw that knuckleball. Strike them out and we'll all go home, but we'll stop at the Polish Hall. If he thinks he can keep up and if he wants to go, tomorrow night when we return, we'll bring your brother Joe.
Jimmy Stewart and the orchestra there, a little baseball polka music for you once again this week here on Tim's Hoompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now, if I was organized, I'd take every time I find these, like, baseball-themed records, and I would set them aside. And then in the spring, when it's the beginning of baseball season, we could do, like, a baseball polka show. But that would require organizational skills, clearly of which I have none. Here is Sunny Day, and Sunny Day, it's not a sunny day, it's raining! I didn't even think of it as a sunny day, because his Sonny, S-O-N-N-Y, D-A-Y-E is the name on the record, so I didn't associate it with the weather forecast. It is not a sunny day here. It is raining. And here I am playing baseball songs on a record by a guy named Sonny Day. It doesn't make any sense. This is a skinny mini polka.
Skinny mini ha-cha-cha, she's my baby, la-di-da, when she kisses, ooh-la-la. Skinny mini ha-cha-cha, skinny mini is treetop tall, her head in the kitchen and her feet in the hall. 6'4", long and lean, the kissingest woman you ever have seen. Every night at 8:30, I meet her by the garden gate. I hold her hand and 1, 2, 3, skinny Minnie's kissing me. I took her to a movie show. When they turned the lights down low, what we did I can't discuss. Everyone was watching us. Go to the record hops, every time the music stops, she kisses me and ooh la la. Skinny mini ha-cha-cha, skinny mini is treetop tall, her head in the kitchen and her feet in the hall. 6'4", long and lean, the kissingest woman you ever have seen. She's my gal, skinny Minnie, she's my pal. She takes a shower and you can bet skinny Minnie won't get wet.
There you have it, Skinny Mini Polka, Sunny Day in the Orchestra. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along with us. Gene Wisniewski and the Harmony Bells Orchestra coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost 5 decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Kebs Records in downtown Bowie. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kebs Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bowie. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bowie.
All right, I think we can probably get away with sneaking in a couple more tunes this week. Not like last week where we jammed this baby full right to the last second. Yowzers! What did I tell I was playing next? Oh, Thumbs Up Polka, Gene Wisniewski, and the Harmony Bells Orchestra.
Thank you. Bonus points for the ending. Thumbs up, Polka, Gene Wisniewski and his Harmony Bells Orchestra. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, that seems like a pretty peppy record to have at the end of the song. I think the dancers are kind of exhausted by now. Let's sneak in one more number this week of the show, shall we? The Hippity Hop Polka. Sounds like something you'd play at Easter time. Here's Joe Reese Sitar on the Oompa Hour. There you go with Joe Reese Sitar and the orchestra. That is the Hippity Hop Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And in case you're keeping count, what is that? Number 241 is now in the can, as they say, in the radio biz. So there you go. Another show is taken care of. It's still raining, in case you're keeping track. Why would you be?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio, downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by World of Accordions Museum, International Polka Association, Kev's Records. Back to do it again next week with another fresh stack of records. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!